So we have these qualities. They are right now, all of them. If we take the example of the space in the room, always such an excellent meditation tool and meditative focus. So eyes are open. We feel our posture, we feel our body. It is no different than the furniture in the room. It's no different than the furniture we might be sitting on, or the rug we're sitting on, the cushion, etc. So that's first. Our body, our physical body, is no different at all than any other piece of item, any other item in our room. First, let's just be with that. Then consider, add to your contemplation, consider that it is the relationship that the self has to an item, a body, a chair, flowers, whatever it might be, a book, a blanket, whatever it might be. It is the relationship that the personal ego, the personality, specifically has with that specific item. That's what makes something feel different. That's what makes our body feel different to us in our minds than, the floor, the rug, whatever. Roll that around, see if that's true. And if we flip the equation around, the relationship that the chair has to us, the relationship the floor has to you, the relationship dot 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 that an inanimate object has to you, is there a difference in that relating, in that relationship? Rather than your relationship to the body, the chair, the floor, etc. And the fundamental distinction, of course, is mind. And mind inclusive of all of the sense of ego, all emotions, perceptions, feelings, sensations, and everything that comes with mind. To use the example that Dzongzha Khyentse Rinpoche frequently uses, you know, if we look at a table in our room or the floor in our room, if it is cluttered, filled with all kinds of things, the table doesn't have a thought about that. If the table is emptied and not being used, the table doesn't have a thought about that. So the table is not burdened in the first case or overwhelmed, doesn't have that emotion. And if there's nothing on the table or it's not being used and it hasn't been used in 10 years, the table does not feel alone or left out or, you know, neglected. We human beings have a variety of emotions and projections and thoughts about such things. So as we look at the list on our screen, what have we just done? We've taken the common situation of just sitting. There's space in the room. What fills the space? There's things in the space. We started with our body. That our body is no different whatsoever, actually, factually, than anything else in the room, including the walls, the ceiling, and the floor. The distinction is in ourself, is a subjective one, is subject object. So we highlighted luminosity. We engaged observation, then consideration, maybe a little contemplation. So that's a dynamic process. All the while, we have been sitting, our mind has been getting more spacious and clear and open. The continuity of awareness itself, in its simplicity, in its always presence, has been just more allowed, if you will, because of contemplation, because of wondering. And what we are left with from that 5 minutes, we are left with possibly an aha. Ah, this body really is not any different than any other dense, solid, you know, type of thing. It actually isn't, factually so. The relationship is from within me. And we also have the possibility of the understanding that, it's my choice, my emotions, my projections, etc., are my choice. I could in any moment, you know, choose not to feel overwhelmed, not to feel left out. You know, troublesome emotions is what, of course, that was the focus on. And when we're having a happy emotion or a happy time, not for any morbid reason, but just for the fact of it, same as the fact of our body is no different than the furniture. For the fact of it, just remind ourselves in that moment, yes, and when this fades, when this happiness fades, Because it will, changing, dynamic, transitory. That, to be even with that, to be like the table, to understand everything changes. So happiness will come, happiness will go. You see, so again, these three in all their manifestations and how we might use the fact of them, how we might consider anything in any moment is so worthwhile. So we smile. We smile with the simplicity of it, with the always presence of presence, with awareness in its seat. And we smile with the constant erosion of not knowing, of ignorance, of not knowing, the constant erosion of the cleverness of the sense of self to keep itself limited and therefore to keep ourselves limited as a whole being. In our whole dimensional capacity, the erosion of that through these kinds of very simple in the moment contemplations, considerations. Every time we lift our eyes to the sky or smile with the sound of nature, it's the same process, that is to say, an erosion. An erosion of self, focused on self. And of course, we want to realize it's not a judgment or punitive statement about the self. It's to realize and simply recognize in any moment that it's limited. It only goes around its same trails, the same habits of consciousness, the same ways of doing things, the same ways of thinking about something. It's just limited, that's all. It can't do what it doesn't know how to do. So, the realization and the smile is even with ourselves that, to reflect on our own changes, our own expansions, the dissolvings, the erosions. The freeing, the liberating, and smile with that. And we smile with that because we will also notice that if the focus is less on the self because of it's faded, it's eroded, it's less problematic, then we have focus on others. The others of anything, human beings, non-human beings, the world. So we smile again. And for the next few minutes, eyes open or closed, doesn't matter, but really contemplate that this body is no different than anything else in the room we're sitting in. Really come home to that fact. It certainly is so from a physical and physics point of view. And then consider relationship. How we relate. And then how the chair or the floor or the wall relates. And then we simply be. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with all beings. Again, relationship. Love you all. Create your day.